Good evening, everyone. I was thinking about asking the professor a question. But I won't, because he knows everything. You know, this is the second Sunday of Lent. And Matthew recounts our Lord's transfiguration for us. And on this dramatic occasion, Jesus has taken Peter, James, and his brother John up that mountain. And there they witness an amazing point in time, when humanity, human nature, meets God. Jesus is connecting all of the past with the present and the future. He is the connecting point. And with Moses and Elijah behind him, Jesus affirms that he is the Son of God, that he is the promised Messiah. And he fulfills the law and all of the prophecies about our Savior. And in Jesus, thanks be to God, we have a new covenant with God. With God the Father, who is well pleased with his Son, and that bright cloud of the Holy Spirit which surrounds them on that mountaintop. During Lent, Jesus is calling us. He is calling us to join him and to climb a mountain with him. Ours is the Lenten mountain of self-denial. Self-denial is a beautiful means. It is a way to pray, to fast, and give alms, and to be transformed by the love and the mercy of God. For example, our self-denial can prompt us to reduce the time we spend watching TV or texting or playing video games or whatever occupies us. If we gain some open time, if used wisely, this allows more time for us for prayer. And with more time for prayer each day, and certainly attending Mass, we can become more and more open to our Lord's Word and to his guidance. And this guidance is to lead us to fasting. Fasting for the purpose of almsgiving. Fasting, if we calculate the savings, can be matched and donated to our St. Vincent de Paul or to some other charitable agency. For here is our connection between prayer and fasting and almsgiving for a purpose of being merciful, for the purpose of reaching out to others. At the Transfiguration, Jesus was the host. He invited those three disciples up that mountain. He was the host for Moses and Elijah. In this Mass this evening, and in our Holy Communion, Jesus again is the host. But Jesus wants us to be a host as well. A host in serving others in his example. When our prayer and fasting and almsgiving of Lent give blossom, we become the host for others, serving them as Jesus does. During the month of March, we are celebrating the St. Bruno altar servers. Their names will be listed. They are listed today. And they'll be listed in each of the bulletins for this month. And now Father and I are inviting all the altar servers here in church to please come forward. Please come right up to the steps here. Our servers serving Mass will meet you here. So all servers that are here in the church, if you're here, come up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that. So, what's that?
We only have three, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Come on up here. Okay. Our servers are spread across. Oh, here he comes. Okay. Come right up here. Join him out here. Yeah, come on. We have a certificate for you. You can face the music. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ernesto, give him a certificate. Okay. Okay, this is a certificate of appreciation, and I invite the servers' families that are here to please stand. Please stand, families of the servers. Please remain standing for just a moment. I know it's uncomfortable. But servers, fifth grade through high school, are very special living Lenten examples for you and me. They wanted to serve God, and they wanted to serve all of us as altar servers. And they have. And with help from their families who are here, the servers deny themselves to succeed, to arrive on time, to be prayerful, and reverent. So again, let's give them a round of applause, parents and servers. Okay, you can go back to your seat. You can go back now. Thank you. You may be seated. Here is a living example for us. Let us follow their example. Their unity with Jesus has transformed them into servers. And our Lenten mountain of self-denial with Jesus can transform us into servers of others. Jesus, our Savior, is our host in this Mass, and He is our nourishment in Holy Communion. With His abundant grace, our Lenten self-denial transforms us, obviously devoted disciples serving others in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
This is my beloved Son, says the Father, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him.